This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A rare drone attack jolted Moscow before dawn, causing only light damage but forcing evacuations as residential buildings were struck in the Russian capital for the first time in the war against Ukraine. The Kremlin, meanwhile, pursued its relentless bombardment of Kyiv with another assault on the city. Meanwhile, International Atomic Energy Agency Chief Rafael Grossi on Tuesday said that neither Russia nor Ukraine committed to respect five principles laid out by the International Atomic Energy Agency to try to safeguard Ukraine's Russian-occupied Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. Grossi spoke at the UN Security Council and tried for months to craft an agreement.
We believe that this is a deterrent factor in case anybody would have the idea to attack a nuclear power plant. It's not enough. We need peace. We need the complete stabilization of the situation.
The debt ceiling and budget deal worked out between House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Biden has advanced to the full House, where a vote is expected later today.
The House Rules Committee voted 7-6 to advance the bill, Chairman Tom Cole calling it a product of compromise.
We shouldn't allow that to overshadow what this bill accomplishes.
It would restrict spending for the next 2 years while also suspending the nation's debt limit. But South Carolina Republican Ralph Norman, also a member of the Freedom Caucus, was disappointed.
We had a real bill that was going to make a difference. We did in the original bill. This being watered down.
He and Texas Congressman Chip Roy joined Democrats in opposing the bill's advance. Ranking Democrat Jim McGovern accusing the GOP of weaponizing the debt ceiling.
What you are trying to do is get things enacted that you could not get done through regular order.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
And this is VOA News. Operations to salvage 1.1 million barrels of oil from a decaying tanker moored off Yemen's coast will soon begin after a technical support ship arrived on Tuesday, according to the United Nations. Ryan Chang reports for Reuters.
If a spill happens, the UN has warned it could be an environmental disaster, that it could dump four times as much oil into the Red Sea as the 1989 Exxon Valdez disaster off Alaska. The Safa has been sitting off the coast of Yemen since 1988. However, the country's war caused maintenance operations on board to be suspended since 2015. The UN has contracted the companies Boskalis and Smit to help transfer the oil off the decaying tanker and onto a safe replacement vessel. Crews and experts were seen speaking with Houthi officials on board a technical support ship. UN official in Yemen David Gressley was optimistic about the progress they would make.
That's Reuters. Meanwhile, as VOA's Bill Gallo explains, air raid sirens issued in error in South Korea have its normally unbothered residents concerned.
Though many were confused, few seemed to panic. But now they have questions. Why was the message sent in error? Why didn't all residents get the same warning? And where would they go if they did have to evacuate? Seoul officials defended their approach, saying it's better to be safe than sorry. But there is a danger that people will ignore future alerts, says Seoul-based international relations professor Mason Ritchie. South Korean officials may soon get the chance to do it all over again. North Korea Wednesday acknowledged their satellite launch failed and said they will attempt another very soon. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
A divided UN Security Council has extended an arms embargo on South Sudan over protests from the world's newest nation and abstentions from Russia, China, and the Council's three African nations, sympathetic to its demands that sanctions be lifted. The 10-0 vote with five abstentions on the U.S. drafted resolution was the same as the vote on the previous sanctions resolution adopted last May. NATO will send 700 more troops to northern Kosovo to help quell violent protests after clashes with ethnic Serbs there left 30 international soldiers wounded. And the NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said an additional reserve battalion would be put on high readiness in case additional troops are needed. The NATO-led peacekeeping mission, known as KFOR, currently consists of about 3,800 troops. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.